back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
You don't usually lose games when the other team's going to kick a game-tying field goal and you block it and return it to go up two scores. Put the Niners up 20-10. They got up 23-10. They lose 24-23 to the Arizona Cardinals. And now they have a quick turnaround to play the Seattle Seahawks on Thursday, Gil.
Yeah, and a great play by Jordan Elliott. Lenore picked it up, and I was like, oh, this thing is over. That's just me, Stoney. I was like, this is what's supposed to happen. It's hot out here. Arizona, they'll roll up and, you know, pack it up mentally. But the one thing killing me about this 2-3 record and the loss to the Cardinals, Steiny, and the Rams, two division foes, is these teams aren't top tier, at least not yet. They're bottom feeders. They have issues. And both of those teams have stuck around after you've gotten out to a big lead or a pretty good lead, and then for whatever reason, you can't close them out. And I don't know the status of Greenlaw, Steiny, but I'm telling you this, partner, and I mean this, and this is with Hufanga going out, coming out, going out, coming out. I don't know if this defense can ever get be anything better than what we're seeing, because yesterday was not that. That can't happen. They ran the ball down your throat the second half. Connor, Steiny, running through tackles. What was Brady saying? The great Tom Brady. Arm tackles aren't going to get it done. He averaged 6.5 a pop in the second half. And I'm asking you why. And the heat, and I'm talking to the fans and listeners, the heat, that ain't good enough. This is your staple. This is your identity. We're talking about Bosa and Warner, and they're part of that defense that was getting ran on. And if that's going to continue to happen, Steiny, this thing ain't getting better anytime soon on the defensive side of the ball. That's a fact.
This is Nick Bosa on what causes the team to blow the fourth quarter leads.
It's pretty simple in the NFL. Turnovers, not playing complimentary football. This organization, since Kyle's taken over, has found ways to win. And it's not about how good your players are, how explosive an offense is, or good a defense is. It's if you're turning the ball over and you're not making those plays on defense in the crucial moments, you're going to lose in the NFL. I haven't lost any confidence in the team. It's early. It's a long year. We've been through worse, and I think we'll respond well.
All right.
I don't know why that turns me off. What do you mean it is about talent? What are you talking about? You're the talent. It ain't about talent. And we're going to turn it on. You should have been turned it on. And you've been quiet this whole season to hold you at your standards. I'm getting tired of boasting this Mike game. Throwing Wilkes under the bus, but you ain't got that same energy for Sorensen, and the defense is worse. Hypocrite.
Damn.
I'm sick of it, man. I'm saying just the tone and everything, man. Oh, but you had different energy for Steve Wilkes and what his teachings last year. It ain't about talent. It ain't about. What is it about?
That's about three turnovers in the second half, man. Is what he was saying. He was saying you could have all the talent in the world, but if you commit three turnovers in a half, and the fourth possession of the second half, you lose it on downs. That's how you're going to get beat. And that's the thing. I get both sides. The offense wasn't great. The defense wasn't great. They still would have won the game, but they turned it over three times in the second half. That's what gets you beat. Jose is in San Jose. Well, what's going on, Jose? How you doing, buddy?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Hey, what's going on?
I feel his pain through the radio, this guy.
Yeah.
You just can't handle that. Come on now. This is the 49ers. Why are you mailing it in? Just chill, man. They were 2-3 with Garoppolo, and they still made it to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Just chill. It's too early.
Who needs to chill? Jose, who needs to chill?
Just chill.
Goo, right?
Does he tell me to chill?
Well,
I'm just expressing myself.
By the way, the year they made the Super Bowl with Garoppolo, they started out 8-0.
8-0. That was to his point. To the caller's point.
Yeah, They've had some bad starts where they've gotten in postseason.
Yeah. We saw it, 3-5. Yeah, remember, they lost Sunday night game against Indianapolis at home, and we were ready to write them off. They got to the NFC Championship game. Oh, real quick, Johnny the Gout Man, let us know. You probably already knew this. 1988, the Niners, that was when they went to the Super Bowl that year.
Okay.
The Steve Young year I told you about, Joe Montana year, and the John Taylor catch.
Gotcha. Yeah. You want to hear more Bosa?
Go ahead.
Okay. Let's talk about that unbelievable interception.
No, honestly, I felt the down block, and then I just kind of saw those guys peel off for a screen. I think I was kind of low and hiding, and he couldn't see me. I'm just glad I caught it.
Yeah, it was a great play.
It was a great play. I was hoping he'd take it to the house, but so was offense. They got a field goal after it. Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah, they got a field goal. They got
in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom's in Sonoma. Hey, Tom, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Steiny. Hey, Guru. Hey. How you guys doing, man? Hey, so I'm going to spit some truth here to the 49er Nation, man.
All right.
The last three games that they played, they couldn't close it out in the third quarter or the fourth quarter. They have problems. What their problems are is stamina and physicality. I don't feel these guys prepared themselves in the preseason to play this season. They are behind the eight ball. They don't have the physicality or the stamina. I'm seeing stamina problems because you got to play for four quarters. And that's really, I think, is the biggest problem here. So I question, what were you guys doing to prepare yourself? Because you guys are not prepared right now. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't have a good training camp. We knew that.
Now, you're going to hold out city.
We all knew it at the time. We didn't like the way the season had started out. And now they're 2-3, and we're looking back saying there were signs. There were signs. This is Kyle Shanahan from yesterday. This is right after the game. Let's talk what happened out there.
Since their guys getting tired, or since our guys getting tired, it was a long game. Everyone battled. You know, I thought we were wearing them down as we were going down there to run on the first and goal. And then I thought we had a great chance. I thought we did real good on D, stopping them, getting them into that fourth and down. We had an all-out blitz. Thought it was really good defense, but an unbelievable play by their quarterback. He had no one blocked there and just backpedaled and retreated and threw it up and found the right guy that kept him on the field. And then we got a little sloppy with tackling towards the end there, but held him to a field goal and would have loved the chance to go on that drive, but ended up getting another tip there and another turnover.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yeah, and I don't know if Arizona, just to piggyback off of that, as much as I'm, you know, criticizing the defense, they did hold them to three, but I felt like Arizona was playing for that three. But the Niners did hold, they burnt their timeouts. They get the field goal. And then I'm thinking to myself, oh, gosh, Brock Purdy and the Niners got a minute plus to get down the field. It could happen. It's going to happen. That first catch to Kittle for about 15, I'm like, here we go. And then, damn, Steiny, all of a sudden, another trade I pointed out, and I'm asking you right now, point-blank range, do you think this is a thing when you're defending Brock Purdy moving forward? If you're a lineman, if you know you can't get home to stand back there and go volleyball, we see it a lot and tip the ball because he's not the tallest quarterback, but it's happening more this year than I remember.
I mean, he's not 6'5".
And the interceptions weren't bad reads to where, oh, that was just a Jimmy Garoppolo pick. They're tipped. You know what I mean?
Kyle Shanahan on the 10-point lead.
Extremely frustrated. I think we had 13 points and 17 in the other. By no means should we be able to give that away. Always will come back to turnovers, in my opinion. There's other things you can do to overcome them. Talked about last night how we thought a key in this game would be turnovers, and that's exactly what the first half was. Gave us a huge advantage, and then it flipped in the second half, and when you do that, it's tough to win.
Wow. Turnovers.
Yeah.
They got them beat yesterday. Let's go to Malibonics in the Bay.
Malibonics.
Hello.
Hey. Somebody was rapping.
You hate to hear it.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Fred. Fred's in East Palo Alto. Hey, Fred. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. Listen, I hope they fire Salah over at the Jets, and we get him back because this new guy's not working, man. Mm. We're 30th in the league. And And as bad as the guy that we fired, he got us at seventh place in defense.
Yeah.
What's going on?
You tell us. It sounds like you're on the right road. I just got more questions than answers, man. But this, I don't understand this. They look soft.
Thanks, Fred.
They're soft in the middle, just like they're soft in the middle, just like. But you know, they're soft everywhere. But man, I'm just hoping we. You know, I think it's coaching. You know, the guys are there. You know, I'm not in love with that guy, the new guy.
Wow,
you know, I don't know how you guys feel.
Yeah,
Sorensen.
Thanks, Fred. Appreciate the call.
I know you kind of laughed at me after that Minnesota game, and you, Willard, and Dibs, we all played the sound. I just, you know, he felt like he is not gung-ho on the plan that was laid out by the coach in regard to trying to guard Minnesota. You know, so you can eat that. You don't have to say that, but hearing Mooney Ward say that, I'm like, okay, huh. And I'm not blaming Mooney Ward or saying he's perfect, but Stoney Bosa kind of had some innuendos in regard to we didn't have an adjustment for the second half adjustment. But who's that on? That's the defensive coordinator.
Please. They had a problem with Wilkes. Now they have a problem with Sorensen.
Oh, well, right.
Give me a break, kind of. That's the way I feel about
Nail
that.
Neil Carter.
Malabonics back. He's in the Bay. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, it's going to go like this, Stein and Gru. I keep the chain popping when I keep it true. I got to be in the back, but I'm cheap as a fact. 95.7 million land in facts. They're bringing it down. Who's going to clown? Trying to be intelligent. You're doing it now. All up in the Bay. The Niners just lost. I keep it kind of real freestyle. I'm a boss. But I ain't going to flash. I'm just Malabonic. You heard me on the wave. Now I'm on chronic. Want to keep it popping because Guru get the laugh and I keep it real. Steiny's in the election. What's happening? Talking about the Niners and he's slipping. I keep it kind of real up in the Bay and I ain't tripping. Tell you about Shanahan. He must be flashing. He must be on alcohol. What's happening? The other players need to play the game with the heart. You don't understand me. I got bars. Stop.
Oh, baby! Yeah! Oh, man, he went in, Stoddy. Look at Stoddy turning red. Yeah, he kept you.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Malabonics coming strong.
He has some, man, called you intelligent.
Call me an intellectual.
Oh, you might have got to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what from, but boy, he gave you some love. Donut butt.
888-957-9570 is the number. 510 on the Comcast business text line. Guys, if Kyle's this genius, and it happened last night to the Steelers, why don't these coaches let them score at the end of the game, get the ball back with more time and your timeouts? Maybe this is taboo, but the D was played out yesterday.
Well, they got the ball back in this new NFL with more than enough time. I still can't get over the
bars. You know
bars.
What, though?
Come on, man. I just want
to go ahead. Like, I knew that drive was going to be a pain.
Because no kicker?
Yeah.
All right.
They didn't have a kicker.
Where are you at on 1 through a 10, this loss? How concerned are you about the Niners as a whole? And I mean that, Stein. 1 through 10. You got to be more than what's my new thing. It was funny. When I ask you this, before you answer.
Yeah, before you answer, why don't you give me your number?
No, what's your number? Yeah. I'm at an 8.5.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm at a 9.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really at a 9. Where you at?
4.
So what's holding you back from being panicked, I guess?
Still early.
But we don't know when McCaffrey nor Greenlaw's
coming back. I don't worry about
so
that.
So can you fix what you have at your disposal now?
Yeah. They probably
it didn't
can.
Look like it yesterday.
No.
Defensively in the second half.
No, they haven't looked good. I think it'll get better. Steiny, I need to retract a statement I made last week. I said the Niners are still the class of the NFC. How they're playing right now, I'm not sure they're the best in the Western in the West. The whole team needs an adjustment. That's Chicago, Jason.
Man.
Well, they don't look good right now.
We'll keep saying it's early until it's not. You know, I get that. It's 5 games, but, you know, we said that week 2.
When is it not early?
That, man.
It's not early after the bye.
So you're giving them 3 more weeks?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not like they're going to go 0-3, do you think?
I mean, well, at this point, I wouldn't bet on it.
Seahawks?
Dallas.
Dallas and Kansas City? And then the bye?
Yep.
Okay.
What do they need to go between now and then? They need to be 500?
Honestly.
If you go 1-2, you're 2 games below 500 going into the bye.
Honestly, they're going to have to win the division this year. They're going to have to.
Well, then you like what happened yesterday.
Exactly.
Seattle and
9 wins might win the division.
Well, then Thursday is a must win, right? You're 0-2 in the division.
You got to have that one.
You'd like to.
The lights don't turn off if you don't. But
the lights don't turn off. They flicker a little bit.
Yeah. And my concern and why I'm at a 9, guys, is it's not about who's on the field. It's about who's not. And if Greenlaw is not walking through that door, it's real. And Christian McCaffrey, Sonny,
right?
Then you're in trouble.
Okay, well, then don't worry. You know what I mean? If you don't have McCaffrey, you don't have Greenlaw, then
I guess what I'm saying with that is give me some intel on, is that even factual? Are they both coming back? Are they both,
I don't know.
Get close?
They got to win games now.
I don't have trust in this defense as is right now.
Okay.
Nick Sorensen, enjoy your pass.
You knew you were going to be without Greenlaw. You knew you were going to miss Greenlaw was going to miss half the season. Mm. So if you want to say that when he gets back,
well, Hargrave didn't hurt. That one hurt.
Okay.
That peck issue. That one really. Yeah, I picked on him. I wasn't the only one. But just think about what every time is every week is something's Donnie. Now your kicker's gone. So this game Thursday in a short week, we'll get to that in a couple days, but just think about that. You don't have that luxury. To the 45-40, the worst thing, we can't kick a field. That's off the table right now, and you're bringing in Lord knows who.
They're going to bring in a guy who can kick 45 yards.
Can he make it?
I don't know, maybe.
That's what I'm talking about. He's just jobless for a reason.
Yeah, but there are 60 kickers out there who could make the NFL.
Well, one was at Cal Saturday. You saw the youngster make the $100,000 kid, $500,000.
I missed it.
Yeah.
What happened?
They gave him an opportunity to kick a field goal. Evan was out there.
How long?
That I don't know. Evan might know.
33.
33 yards.
So that's an extra point, essentially?
Yeah. $500K for – missed the first one, kind of shanked it. Made the second one. $500K for charity and $100K for his pockets. Yeah.
That was nice. Evan was out there. Was it a lot of fun out there at Cal on Saturday?
Yeah, you should have came.
I tried.
Real hard.
No, I did try.
Yeah, I watched him as he texted you, too.
Yeah, it looked like more than just 6 homeless people and a couple tweakers.
Yeah. Admit you were wrong.
2,000.
They showed out, man.
Paid actors.
That is...
You know how many people
that content?
You know how many people ESPN paid to get out there on the weekend?
Stop it. That was the Bay. Oh, please. Had some Blondie's pizza. Might be my last.
No, but on Friday it was the best pizza in the Bay.
Well,
kind of like
your sports take
wavering.
Oh, please,
we're great. We stink. We're great. We stink. We're great. How about the? Here's this will cheer you up.
I'm good. What do you mean I'm down?
No, you need to chill, like the caller said.
We don't know who that was towards.
It was towards you. Here you go, Goo. Great teams, you know what they do? They can put losses behind them.
That's all we talked about in there. I mean, we'd love to sit here and get pissed, and we'd love to be able to do something about that, which has happened, but you can't. You can't do anything about these games once they end. I tell the guys, the next time we'll be able to do something is Thursday, and it's better to only have to wait till Thursday than have to wait till next Sunday. So we'll come fast, but always when you have a Thursday night game, like we always say, the biggest thing is rest and recovery. So I hope they're getting out of that locker room close to when I get back. Hope they're at home as fast as they can, get as much sleep as possible, stay off their legs tomorrow, just hydrate, rest, and come in Tuesday. We'll have a plan for them on Tuesday, and we'll get it all in on Tuesday and head out on Wednesday.
Great teams rebound from tough losses. Right. And we saw the Niners rebound from that tough loss against the Rams, put in a stellar performance against the Patriots. They stubbed their toe yesterday. I expect them to rebound with a good game on Thursday against the Seahawks.
Yeah, you're a 7-point favorite at home, and everybody in the world, football world, thinks it's going to be a walk in the park and get out to a big 13-point lead.
See,
and then you just do a disappearing act.
Can I be honest?
You can.
Everybody thought you thought it was going to be a cakewalk.
It was a 7-point spread.
Okay. Yeah, you thought it was going to be a cakewalk.
You're wrong already. Vegas had it as a blowout. You understand how big of a spread 7 is in the NFL.
So is 27-20 a blowout?
Well, you know what I mean. I'll give you that one, but you know what I mean.
Another favorite. Were the 49ers the biggest favorites in the NFL this week? They might have been.
That's taking a hit.
Open your eyes.
What are you saying?
Open your eyes. E. He's got nothing. We're just messing. No, I'm just saying.
That's a game you have to win. That's why.
Thursday.
No, just yesterday. That's an effing game you got to win.
You've been playing
diddly daddling all year long, and you lose to a Rams squad that barely could field a team. Like, I mean, this is not good. And for Kyle to say, the old CYO, go home and get your rent, what are you going to do, too? Because a lot of this is on you. You are too good to all of a sudden be, this is the sixth blown lead of 10-plus points in the fourth quarter under you. And one of those was in the Super, two of those were in the Super Bowl. So I don't get it, Stoney. I just don't. You got too much talent. And as much as I want to hang my hat on, no McCaffrey, that explains the red zone issues. You, the boss, I, and Evan talked about it. It's something bigger going on. And somebody has to figure it out. And all of a sudden, Brock Purdy, right before our eyes, is being asked to be Peyton Manning / Michael Vick. And I don't know if that's helping him. A quarterback's best friend, I thought it was the tight end, is a running game. And you got a guy that can run the ball and wear down opposing defenders. But for whatever reason, you want to just give it to him 14 times when it's 200 degrees out there and help the Cardinals out.
This is Fred Warner on the game.
My first instinct is to, I mean, we got a quick game, quick turnaround. It's a unique situation. Obviously, you want to fix the problems that are going on out there. You know, we had the game won and we gave it away, but you got to kind of wipe it and get on to the next. You know, it's not, there's not really not any time to sulk or feel sorry for yourself. You got to move on.
That was Fred Warner talking about the short week coming up against the Seattle Seahawks. I don't know. I don't know how good this team is right now. I know what they've been in the years past,
right.
But every year's different.
And that's why they're not playing up to standard. And again, it's early, but for you to say that's how I'm judging them, by the standard they created.
See, this is where I kind of am with the 408. At the end of the day, players need to make plays. And I'm not saying Kyle Shanahan doesn't have any responsibility, because that wouldn't be the case. But the reality of the situation is the loss to the Rams and the loss to the Cardinals, they need a guy or two to make a play. And they haven't gotten one big play when a game's been on the line yet. They just haven't. They've given up yardage when they're on defense. They haven't been able to punch it through when they're on offense in critical times. And that got them beat twice. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll jump into more of this sound on the other side. We'll also take more of your calls at 888-957-9570. The San Francisco 49ers, they let one get away. That's two now this year that they let get away. One against the Rams, one against the Arizona Cardinals. They got a quick turnaround. And to hear the 49ers tell you, I think they're glad that they're playing Thursday instead of next Sunday, because I don't think they want to think about that game for very much longer. But 888-957-9570 is the number. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's talk Niners on the other side.
Hey, it's your boy Guru, and you know Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action with over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings. Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least two to players for a shot to win up 100 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. Tonight, the Chiefs host the Saints. The lock of the day is Patrick Mahomes will pass for more than 247 yards. Prize Picks is the only real money only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, so your lineups stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. If your player leaves in the first half and doesn't return, Prize Picks keeps your lineup live. Sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Download the app today and use my code GURU957 to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code GURU957 to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
Four catches, 90 yards for IU. Just on the middle. Touchdown. It's George Kittle.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kevin Burkhart, Fox Sports.
And my guy Brady. He was great. Sorry, Ms. Jackson.
You are so predictable.
Because I give you an opportunity every time you go out to do your job to improve, and he did. What hating?
Tom Brady, the exact same announcer yesterday. He was week one.
Now, Cleveland, There was a lot of more outdoors noise, and he sounded low on the mic. His levels weren't right. Now he's back. Now
your
he's,
levels aren't
yeah,
right.
Well, so you ain't the only one saying that. But Saturday they were at B-Town, baby.
You have fun? Did you go to the game?
Yeah, it was a great time.
You stayed for the whole game?
Yeah, I did. Some heroes say they saw me leave at half to go get a beverage and wonder why I didn't come back the same route. But I was there for the whole game.
Sellout?
Yeah, it was sellout for me. To me. Yeah. I looked around. I was like, it's sellout. Yeah.
George Kittle, after yesterday's game, was asked about the identity of the Niners. Take a listen.
The identity of the 49ers has always been that we're a hard-nosed team that's very physical. But I think it kind of goes into her question. Like, we haven't won those gritty little games yet. Like, we just haven't done that. And that's something that we need to get better at. That's something that we have to get done. And the only way to prove that is to do it on the football field on a Thursday night or on a Sunday. So we're just going to try our best to do that. You know, the thing is, too, like, team that you look like in September or October will be significantly different than November, December. So we just have to try to get better, take one day at a time, and get a little bit better every single day.
So that was George Kittle yesterday talking about they just haven't figured out a way to win these gritty games.
He's not saying they're not. They just haven't been yet.
And this is Shanahan asked about that earlier today.
I just think that's kind of a generic answer for someone trying to answer your guys' questions. You know, it comes down to specifics, so it's hard to give a generic answer. But, you know, in these two games that, you know, these two division games that we believe we should have won with the lead we had in the second half, I thought this one was worse than the Rams one in terms of we got sloppier in terms of our turnovers and things like that, not scoring in the second half. When you have a lead on people, you need to finish them. And the way you finish people is you continue to score. And if you aren't doing that, you can't turn it over, and you got to stop people at the end. And, you know, we had a couple chances there at the end, especially on that fourth down. Thought Kyler made a hell of a play, but those are the plays you got to stop to win these, especially when it's tight like that.
I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
All right, that was Kyle Shanahan talking about George Kittle saying, yeah, we haven't won the gritty games, and Shanahan saying, well, that's a generic answer. You really got to look more specifically at what happened, what didn't happen, and why you lost the game, but
well, just look at all three. Yeah. Again, I pointed it out earlier. Yesterday was a game I think they blew. The Rams as well in Minnesota. And they had a chance. Minnesota, you know, you could say they got outplayed. But the bottom line is Minnesota was on fire on third downs. So you could say they earned that win. But we're talking about yesterday. And you could talk all you want, Stoney. At the end of the day, this team's got to, starting this Thursday, just look itself in the mirror. And in sports, we always say you are what you are, right, on what you put on film. If for some reason or another you're right, because you said something about an hour ago that stuck with me, maybe this is who their defense is. And if it is, that's not good news. But Stoney, it's not good enough.
See, I look at
it is not.
I look at the 49ers being 2-3, and they got beat by the Vikings. The Vikings beat them. The Vikings deserve to win that game. Is there any extra comfort, or is there any silver lining that the two games you lost, you gave away? You gave them away.
But why did you give them away?
What I'm saying is, would you rather have gotten beat 24-10, or would you rather have lost two games that you feel like you should have won? is there a difference between the kind of losses? Like, well, you know, to me, Minnesota was like, that's the one we're saying, well, you know, they got outplayed.
Which is easier to handle in my world.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I mean,
because they're right on the table, brought to you by Atco, the Super Bowl is just like this game yesterday. And I know it's a better opponent and the best quarterback to ever do it, but that's why I keep hanging on to it. It's still the same theme. Up 10, you're up, and for whatever reason, you can't add. You know what I mean? And this was a lesser team. So were the Rams. Well, so the question is, Donnie, why can't this team put a lesser team away?
Well, I'm only going on them being 2-3 this year. I'm not going on what they did last year.
Okay.
It's not the same team.
So my question about yesterday.
They're 2-3.
Why did Brandon Ayuk have 115 yards?
I told you what I thought. Because
he
ran out of gas. It was too hot. He hasn't been to training camp. He's still not in great shape.
So you don't think there was anything, maybe coaching-wise or strategic-wise, they could have did to feed the hot hand?
Well, do you want him to feed the hot hand or run?
Well, I want him to feed the hot hand, which was the runner and Ayuk, the pass catcher.
Well,
and I don't know the answer, but I know it's one guy who you should be able to go get the answers from, and that's the offensive coordinator / head coach. So, Sonny, I'm taking 24-10. I could tip my cap.
Then you'd be a worse team
for that day. But I'd be able to go back to the practice yard the next day, knowing we just got our ass kicked. We got to be better. But leaving meat on the bone, and you said bring last year in. Those are the ones that keep you up at night.
Right, they keep you up at night. But at least you're in. You gave away. Like, I would much rather, as much as they hurt.
But who are we fooling? When you let a team go 14 plays, 76 yards to win the game after a fumble, and you didn't have your teammates back, you didn't let anybody win anything. They ran the ball down your damn throat on your home field, and I don't care what the degrees were. That's what happened yesterday, Stoney. That fumble happened in the red zone. They had to go a whole country mile to score, and the first play, here, Connor, run it down their throat, 9 yards. Here, Connor, another 6. Here. Like, that wasn't giving it away, Matt. They got out physical in money time.
Yeah, they've lost two games that they had in hand. I think if you're a player, as tough as those two losses are, you're saying we gave games away. I do think it'd be worse if they were getting handled in these games.
Well,
and
well, I said 11 plays, not 14 plays, but you get the drift.
Nobody
74 yards.
Nobody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot of people would probably take that, but I'm just – Arizona took it to you the second half, and all I'm hearing is star players say that their second half – there was no adjustment to the other team's second half adjustment. So do with that with what you will.
It's what we heard about Steve Wilks. So now we have a new defensive coordinator that we're scapegoating.
Damn.
I come back to the players. I mean, how many defensive coordinators have they had over the last 6 years? Five? Four or five?
Well, two of them are parlayed the job into head coaching jobs. Ryan's
exactly.
And Sala.
In other words, they've had a different defensive coordinator almost every year. So I'm not blaming the defensive coordinator. I'm blaming the players. Most of it, anyway. Eddie in San Mateo.
Eddie.
What's up, Eddie? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Thanks for having me again.
Yeah.
I called recently about how I thought the Niners had a Super Bowl hangover.
Mm-hmm.
So today I just wanted to ask you guys if you guys think the Niners are just lacking that mental toughness, that focus. Because yesterday was definitely a comedy of errors. I agree with Glue that they just lost that focus yesterday. I just saw that they were just, you know, slipping and also just sloppy yesterday, you know?
Yeah. I just think they lack, Stoney, I think to the caller's question, I just think they lack nastiness. And again, Dre Greenlaw for the umpteenth time. And I don't think this is about a hangover. When it's about a hangover, you feel like, you know what? I don't think they're playing hard. They're playing hard. They're just getting beat most of the time.
Yeah, I actually don't think they're playing as hard as they need to play.
Mm.
I don't. I think, and I've said this, and I think this is what a Super Bowl hangover looks like. It looks like you lose a Super Bowl, you come to training camp, you don't have a good training camp, and you know there's 17 games between you and the playoffs, and that feels like a marathon. And so you come out and you try to just get off to a good start by doing, I don't want to say the bare minimum, but it's almost like you're trying to convince yourself that you're playing at a level of football that you're not really playing at. And so now they're 2-3. And I think this team's still got a win streak in them at some point. I don't know when. But I don't think this team's just going to go, 3-5, 5-8.
Well, yeah, nobody.
7
yeah.
and 2. Well,
I got you. So, but if you don't get your act together and physically, from a defensive standpoint, you allow what Arizona did to you and the Rams do to you, then why can't Seattle mimic that? Why can't Dallas, who I don't think highly of, why can't they do?
Because every game's different.
Right.
Every game's different.
So this looks like it's going to be the year to where they don't come from the one seed. And I know that's early and premature, but it looks like it. Just think about everything. You laughed and mocked me. You personally, and it was out of love, about being worried for McCaffrey. And he didn't play. And now he hasn't played. Okay. And we don't know if he's going to play.
Well, then you have your excuse. How do you expect to win without your best offensive player?
But Stani,
that's what I
some cities, but when you got a $30 million receiver named Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, who you just broke off chicken a couple years ago, Juwan Jennings emerging.
Maybe they're not as good as you think.
But that
like,
was
seriously.
Okay. But do you think they maximized their potential yesterday as an offense? I don't. I.e., look at the 1-for-6 in the red zone.
Okay.
That can improve.
You think?
You're good enough to get down there, but this has followed you since the Jet game, week 1. And that's all I'm asking. That's why I don't think it's who they
don't
are.
Have their guy who scored 7 touchdowns in the first 4 games last year.
But somebody can't step up?
Well, then stop saying they're hurt. Like, if it's either next man up or we're too injured to be competitive this year.
No, it's not that.
What is it?
Because every team could say that and give you a list.
Paul's in Oakland. What's up, Paul? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey. Talk to us.
So, I'm gonna disagree with Guru on the responsibility being so deep on Shanahan's shoulders. And I'm going to say it, and I'm going to preface it by, I'm not a 49er fan, but I am a football guy, coached for a number of years, enjoy the game. And I'm going to say that if Kyle didn't have a resume where he's been to the Super Bowl and he has a successful winning resume, then I could lean more to Goose's point about maybe it falls on Kyle. But with that being said, I'm looking at every game, especially close games, end up having 5 to 8 to 10 plays, individual plays, determine the outcome of the game. And you look at those games and break those plays down, and you got to ask, was the protection scheme solid if it was a pass play that didn't work? Did the quarterback have to get the ball out sooner than he wanted to? For example, on the zone read pull that Murray took to the house.
Yep.
What scheme were they using to account for that? And there's a number of ways you can defend zone read. And then on that particular play, was Bosa fitted up correctly? Was the outside linebacker in a position to make a play? Was the inside backer executing his technique and assignment in that scheme to defend that look on his read? Was that correct? Well, obviously it broke down somewhere, so you got to correct the breakdown. And was it the DC's scheme, or was it the players not executing? Last point I want to make, and it goes to something Steine said a couple weeks ago, or maybe last week, about the 49ers. And that is, and I give you a lot of credit because I was thinking the same thing, Steine. I think the Warrior syndrome has crept into the 49ers. And age has a way of getting into NFL teams a lot faster and a lot more significantly than it does the NBA. Just my point.
Appreciate it, Paul. Thanks for calling. Mm. I mean, they got veterans on this team.
But the defense is led by Bosa and Warner, and they're in their prime.
Yeah.
And you got the cornerbacks, all of the young. I just can't get over that 4th and 5. And what, admit, it's a football game, right? 60 minutes, but it comes down to you get that stop, you win the game. And they blitz. Floyd was right there. He could almost touch Murray. Murray was off his back foot, throws a great ball, and Harrison Jr. catches it. And just like, that's how you win games. And I guess that's what you're saying. The Niners have not made those plays.
They have not. Kyler Murray makes that play on 4th down. Jordan Mason fumbles at the 10 when you're going to go up 2 scores.
That's just a killer.
Moody missed a field goal against the Rams that could have won the game, right?
Put him up 2.
Ronnie Bell drops a ball right in his hands. You can't stop the Rams from a late punt return for 50 yards that puts them. It's like, yeah, there've been like 8 plays that, and I'm not, look, you have to make these plays because Paul's right. There's about 8 plays every game, it feels like, that stuff comes down to. And they have had an opportunity to make a play in 2 games that could have changed the outcome, and they didn't make them multiple times. Everybody had an opportunity. Purdy threw an interception. Bell could have made a catch that changes that game. Mustafa makes a tackle on the punt return against the Rams, and we're probably talking about a win there. But that's what happens when you don't put a team away. 888-957-9570. If you want to jump in and talk about the San Francisco 49ers, 2-3 now, and they have a game on Thursday. Richard Sherman, he has a podcast, the Richard Sherman podcast, and he loves talking about the Niners. He played for the Niners, obviously played for Seattle too. Where's his panic meter at?
My panic meter's at a 10. It's at 11. It's panic mode because these are 2 unacceptable division losses to the bottom dwellers of your division. This team here just coming off of 28-point drubbing to the Washington Commanders, and you're like, hey, we should be able to look at that tape and find answers and be able to win this game. But you're not. You're not winning this game, and you're the more talented team walking into the stadium each and every time. And you could talk about the injuries. You could talk about the heat. We can make excuses, but these are the games you got to dominate, and they're not dominating. I mean, outcoached them, outplayed them, out-efforted them, outran them. It's tough. It's tough to watch. It was tough to watch this game, especially in the second half. Brandon Ayuk finally gets to shine, but now we turn the ball over 3 times. You know, it's like you fix one problem, something else breaks, and that seems to be the luck of the draw this season with the San Francisco 49ers.
Wow. I thought he was about to say a 3 or 4. That's why you played it. But damn, I respect him for being honest. And at the end of the day, you said it, and you've been saying it. Stoney, everybody has a list with names on it that are injured or not available. And he mentioned outcoached. So, again, if Richard was with us now, I would just ask him, why does it seem like Kyle's abandoning the run game at the most inopportune times? And all of a sudden, I love the Brock Purdy experience this season, but Stoney all of a sudden is turned into he's Peyton Manning. He's going to chuck it. And I don't know if that's the best thing for the offense, especially when you're not scoring in the red zone. 30th.
Ryan in Mission Viejo. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, man? Hey, what's up?
I'm good. Hey, thanks for the call.
Sure.
I completely agree with Richard Sherman. Mentioned there's 3 things. There's coaching. There's execution from the players. You know, and then there's just buy-in and scheme fit that's just giving them fits right now. It's all of those things. I don't think it's one or the other, but there's one thing I wanted to address. As far as Kyle goes, the term genius, it's been overplayed. I mean, I know it's been said so many times, but I thought this was interesting. One definition of genius. It says the extraordinary ability to apply creativity and imaginative thinking to almost any situation. How is Kyle a genius when he can't overcome injuries to players? He can't adapt. How do you go from 1st in the league in the red zone to 30th because you're missing 1 player? How do you not run the ball 2 straight times when you're on the 1-yard line and you have a 250-pound running back? He's not adapting to his personnel. And I think another thing is, how are you applying creativity to your coordinator? You went in-house with a guy who has no experience because you wanted some kind of continuity with what the players could associate to. If you're not getting better, if you're staying the same, you're not getting better. And I cannot believe that he could not find someone outside the building to challenge these players to get better instead of keeping them comfortable with some of the terminology and the scheme that they know. Their run game's been atrocious for several years. Another thing, their special teams has been an issue since Kyle's been there. Did you know that this is the fourth time in six seasons that they've had an injury to their kicker? I couldn't believe it. Yesterday I'm watching the game and I'm explaining to my wife how not having Moody affects the game. I knew it so well because it's happened several times. I can't think of another team that for once and not have the ability to kick field goals. It's happened four times under Kyle's tenure. Genius is adopting.
Ryan, we got you. Your connection's fading out a little bit. Who else got hurt kicker-wise for the 49ers? Did Robbie Gould at some point?
Yeah, I believe that would be my guess.
What do you think about this stat from the 415 guru? Last 10 games, Brock Purdy, 5-5, 11 touchdowns, 9 interceptions.
Wow. I would say wow. And I would say, you know, just those numbers alone, if I'm breaking out $50 million or whatever, I know this is a story for another day, you know, I may pause, but I don't know what's going on, Stoney, but I feel a seismic shift in, and I know it's not for the clicks or for the jackals, but maybe it's Brock Purdy subconsciously knowing, you know what, I like to throw the ball. I can't throw the ball downfield, and he has been successful, but I don't think he's going into the game planning with Kyle saying, hey, I want to throw it 35 times and only give it to our bull 14. So I feel like the chickens are coming home to a roost a little bit. I mean, if you're throwing it 35 times and now all of a sudden this theme, Stoney, and you say what theme? Where the offensive linemen are tipping the balls? Because, again, these weren't the interceptions were not – all interceptions are bad. But, you know, just a bad read, a Jimmy Ono throw. Stoney, they're tipped, and this is happening more and more.
Yeah, I don't care how they get intercepted.
Well, I do.
I mean, if an interception's an interception, you throw a bad ball, you throw a tip ball.
But if they're throwing a tip ball because you're not the tallest quarterback, that's something that could, you know, you make a right read. But if you got the wrong dude in front of you, that it's out of your control.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like.
Well, just something to monitor.
I mean, to me, an interception's an interception. It's a bad decision no matter what. If you throw it in and a guy bats it down and it
But my tipped. Point is he's not the tallest quarterback.
I know.
So, you know, it could tend to be something the teams could, you know, put in their game plan for you. Hey, don't even rush him. Back up. You know, put your hands up.
And he maybe that's why they're throwing longer. Because that's what they're doing. I'm not sure.
But that if 5-5, what was it? 13? What was? Oh boy, that wasn't good. And there was a 3-game losing streak in there too.
5-5 with a 11 touchdowns, 9 picks over the last 10 games for Brock Purdy, according to the 415.
And then and you know what I thought to that? And it's about Brock Purdy. I thought about the playoff run. Coulda lost to Green Bay at home, down 24-7 at half to Detroit. They did whatever they wanted offensively. So maybe we've been ignoring the trends.
Hey, Steve Young talked about it. They really have never been the same since the Christmas Day game against the
Baltimore
Ravens. That's according to Steve Young, saying that this team really maybe hasn't played great football for the last 10, 12 weeks, if you examine it like that.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, what was your biggest problem with yesterday's loss? What stuck out? It's the one thing that you point the finger at that cost the 49ers a victory yesterday. 23-10, they're up. They can't put the game away. What was the most annoying thing in that game as far as you guys are concerned? You know, it was another game just like the Rams, as far as I'm concerned, where, boy, I don't know, what, a half dozen plays? They just need to make one of them, and the outcome's different, but they couldn't do it. 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was brought to you by Robert Half.